Let us speak to you a bit about acceptance. This is a wonderful trait to develop in your own life, and there are many aspects of that one word. The one we would like to speak about tonight is your willingness to accept what the universe wants you to have. And there has been so much material around what you should do to manifest that that part of the whole communication has been either ignored or for the most part left out. So if I say to the universe, I want to know more about something, that is what I am sending up to the universe. But my part of that is being willing to know more, being willing to look at the materials or spend the time knowing more about what I want to know more about. And this disconnect is the one that we would like you to empower around. We are going to speak to you about it in different ways. When we say the disconnect, we mean, here is what I have asked for, and I am done. There is no more for me to do. But of course, there is everything for you to do, because if you are asking to receive, then you must be willing to receive. And that is the work that happens on your end. We will mention two things, because there is so much to talk about in this realm. But you must move your contradictions. If I say to the universe, send me love, but then I am not loving with myself, I have set up a contradiction. And because this is a free will planet, the universe will not override my will. And my will, in many cases, may be not to love myself. So do you see what we are saying? The prayer goes up for something, and then we set up a contradiction, so that cannot come in. Now, if we send up a request for abundance, but then there are places in us where we are not generous and abundant with ourselves, within the place where we are given what we have, then we have set up a contradiction. And it is this contradiction that keeps us from being able to receive what we want and to create what we want. There is a matter of trust that the universe wants us to have what we want, and that is important too. But equally important is that we do not set up a contradiction. It is like saying, I want this, but I will not make a place to receive it. And what is a place to receive it? A place to receive whatever it is one where you are loving, you are patient, you are respectful of yourself in every moment you can possibly manage it. And that is what you are doing to create a place to receive what you are asking for. Now, sometimes your unfriendly part is your brain, because we very often ask for something, and that is followed by the thought, well, I will never have that. And that is one of the obvious contradictions. So before you send up a request, make sure that you have already prepared yourself inside, so that what you are going to receive is equal to what you are asking for. sometimes we make deals, or we make deals that we believe will be workable. But how ironic are those deals? If the request is for something loving and abundant, and we say, and I will make sure that happens because I will be self-depriving and self-critical, and I will make myself so small. And yet your prayer has just been for something that needs you to be big, that needs you to be open and receptive and respectful of your right to create, to receive what it is you most want in life. Now, there are many other aspects of receiving, but we are going to begin with this one, to make sure we do not ask for the power and then unplug the light. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel an energy from the earth come up and into your root, and let that energy cleanse and strengthen your root so that your body is able to manifest what is good for you, what is best for you. Feel the energy come into the second center and cleanse the judgment and the shame. Move them out of your body. Feel the second center begin to function as it was intended to, cleansing the problems, the pains that come through your life, and moving them out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy displace the emotions you no longer wish to carry. Move them out of your body and make a place for joy. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the heart center. And let the cleansing energy wash away old pain, frustrations, old contradictions that might prevent you from joining the power of the universe to the power of your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash all communications that might happen in your mind that are without respect. Feel them removed and no longer relevant in your life. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash your third eye clean and clear, so that you are able to intuit, to know, to see, not only in yourself, but in the world around you, what is true for you, what is good for you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And feel that cleansing energy open the crown and let the crown begin to shed any beliefs about limitations on what you should or could receive. And feel the crown move wider open to become a part of a column of light that the universe is sending to you. Breathe and feel yourself open in a wider and better way than you ever have been before. And feel the universe smiling that you are opening to the life that is truly for you. And begin to feel how expansive and rich and generous and loving and wise the universe is. And allow yourself to send up a thought to the universe. A thought that is not pulled back or contradicted, but simply a thought about a thing you want. And feel the universe smiling and sending the energy down through this column of light into your body, into your mind, into your spirit. Resting the mind, allow all of the wisdom that you need to come into your heart. Feel your heart expanding and aligning with the universe to create your life in the way that you wish it to be. Now move your attention into your heart center. And in the center of your expanding heart, see a circle of golden light. And in that circle, see that a gift has been left for you. Resting your mind, know your gift. When you've known your gift, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.